بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم النظر إلى المرأة الأجنبية والأمر ذي الحسن لغير حاجة شرعية. There is a next chapter in which is explained the prohibition to look at a strange woman or to look at a young lad, especially a handsome young boy, because there is a lot of fitna in that also, unless there is a necessity. Like a doctor has to examine, for example, a woman, etc. When there is a necessity, then it is different. Women generally, to non-Muslim women, of course, do not cover their faces. Many Muslim women also do not cover their faces. But this does not mean that it is permissible for us to look at them. We have to guard our gazes, even without desire and lust. Those that are not our mihram, who those that we can marry, that those to look at such women, it is not permissible, and neither to young lads. With regard to which Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing man that they must keep their gazes low. So a person must look down, unless of course when he is driving, then he has to see, as in our Shaykh used to say, don't look at the driver, look at the car. You don't have to see who the driver is. Yes, the car you must be careful of, that you don't bump it, it doesn't come and bump you, etc. And walking, a person should keep his gazes low, but not so low that he bumps over things. He doesn't look, and there's some pole or something, and he goes and he bumps into it. But basically it means that we should not lift our gazes and look at other strange women. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُوَادِ. Undoubtedly, the hearing, the seeing, and the heart, كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. We will be questioned about all these things on the day of Qiyamah. That how did you use your eyes, where did you look, your ears, what were you listening to, etc. And what were you thinking, and what were you fantasizing and planning in your heart? All these things we will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah Ta'ala knows all those, the khiyanat of the eyes, and all those things which the heart conceals. So with the eyes, what we are peeping and looking at other things. And today, very sadly, porn, which has become so common, and people are watching porn, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, you can be doing it secretly without anyone finding out, but Allah Ta'ala knows all that. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِيلْ مِرْصَادِ. That Allah Ta'ala is all the time watchful over you. Allah Ta'ala is watching you all the time, more than what any closed-circuit TV can be watching you, more than what any intelligence can be watching you. Allah is watching you, and Allah is watching your heart and knows everything. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُتِبَ عَلَىٰ إِبْنِ آدَمَ نَصِيبَهُ مِنَ الزِّنَى مُدْرِكُ ذَٰلِكَ لَا مَحَالَ. On every son of Adam, on every person, his share of zina has been written, and he will do that zina. That this refers to, we should understand it in the correct context, that Allah Ta'ala knows, has got knowledge of everything before, long before it even happened, before Allah created us already. So when Allah created us, Allah just wrote down that knowledge, which is called taqdeer. Now when we do whatever is in our taqdeer, doesn't mean that we have been forced to do it by Allah Ta'ala. It is only that Allah knew we are going to do it, so Allah wrote it down. So once it's written down now, and now we will have to do what we were given a choice. And it was our choice what we are going to do, what we are not going to do. And Allah just wrote it down. So all that has been written, and a person will get involved. And the مُدْرِكُ ذَٰلِكَ لَا مَحَالَ. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explains, الْعَيْنَانِ زِنَاهُمَا النَّذَرِ. The eyes, their zina is the looking. What a person looks with his eyes, that is the zina of the eyes. وَالْأُذُنَانْ زِنَاهُمَا الْإِسْتِمَاعِ And the ears, their zina is the hearing of these strange voices, today music which is so common, etc. And listening to news, etc. It's a female news reader, and we are listening to that. All that is part of that zina. وَالْلِسَانْ زِنَاهُ الْكَلَامِ And the tongue, the zina of the tongue is the to talk. That when a person talks, with what intention is talking to a woman, what he's telling her, etc. Well, yadu zinaha al-batsh, and the zina of the hand is the touching. That a person, what he touches with his hand, and today the messaging and the writing, etc., all that. Well, rijlu zinaha al-khuta, and the legs, their zina is the walking. How when you are walking towards, why are you walking to that place? Why are you driving to that place? All that is part of the zina of the legs. وَالْقَلْبُ يَحْوَى وَيَتَمَنَّى And the heart plans and desires. And the heart is also fantasizing, planning and designing all the time. وَيُصَدِّقُ ذَلِكَ الْفَرَجْ أَوْ يُكَذِّبُهُ And then this is all done, the completion of it is done by the private parts, or then the private parts do not get involved. And then all that was now just, it was preliminary. It was just figurative, it wasn't really there. But however, a person, this hadith teaches us that we must be very careful of all these things. And man is weak, and today's dunya is such that temptations are so many. There is one way out for all of us, and that is to make a lot of tawbah and istighfar. A person must be on his guard as much as he can. And when he still, his eyes do fall, and he does think of evil things, etc., then he must open the doors of tawbah and istighfar very wide and ask for forgiveness. And istighfar means to ask forgiveness of the past sins, that what we have committed. And tawbah is a determination that we won't do it again. Even if a person still falls in it, he must carry on with his tawbah and istighfar. And today, the temptations, dangers which are lying out there are very, very great. A person has to be very much on his guard to save himself. Otherwise, this is also from the major sins. And it is a terrible thing a person gets involved in, and its repercussions are also terrible. May Allah save us all, forgive us all, and save us all, inshallah.